Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Yud Ches. We are holding on daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. I think we're three lines from the end of the page on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Lo de Kulei Alma. Today's year is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Al Shalom, as well as by Isaac Gallendauer, Lila Nishmas's father, Avram Ben Yonatan Yehuda Imri Gallendauer. The yard site was Monday, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for these sponsorships. So the first thing we're going to discuss is to finish up the conversation we were having yesterday. We had said that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if a person has in mind, Lechol Dover Shadarko Lahakter Dover Shadarko Lechol, that the carbon is still going to be pasul. We weren't sure, does that mean pigul midoraisa, or does that mean pasul midorabanan? So we tried to suggest that there's a braisa that has a machlokas about what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Does he hold pigul midoraisa, or does he hold pasul midorabanan? So we're going to pick up in that conversation and say, no, that is not the machlokas in the braisa. The machlokas in the braisa has nothing to do with whether Rabbi Eliezer holds lechol dover shorei lahakti lahakti dover shorei lechol pigul doraisa pasul dora. The machlokas in the Braisa is in fact a three-way machlokas about a machshava to leave over some of the karban until the next day, having nothing to do with the conversation we were having until this point. And elaborating on those three shitos is going to take us all the way to the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to go through a variety of the avodos of a karban mincha that are not ma'akev, the less critical avodos that one does with a korban mincha. Then the Gemara is going to discuss that when we say that yitzika and belila are not ma'akev, those are two of the things that the Mishnah is going to identify as not being ma'akev. Does that mean that they're not ma'akev at all? Or does that mean it's not ma'akev that a kohen does them? But certainly someone needs to do them, and if a zar does them, that's good enough. Then the Gemara is going to have two explanations of what the Mishnah means when it says psisin merubos, that you crush up the carbon into psis and merubos. Psis, and there are two opposite explanations. Either it means you crush it up really finely, you do a lot of psisa, or it means you don't crush it up well at all, and they're large chunks. So it's psis and merubos, and we're going to try to figure out what the chiddush is, according to each interpretation, to say that it's going to be kosher. Then we're going to discuss whether there's a machlokas between our Mishnah and the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, whether yitzika is kosher when done by Azar, and that discussion of Yitzika Bizar is going to go well into tomorrow's daf. So let's begin again. We're up to Lo, three lines from the end of the page on daf Yud Zayinam Beis. It says we're Lo. You don't have to say that the Braisa is a reflection of a Machlokes Tanaim, what Rabbi Eliezer holds about pigul or pasul. No, rather Dukuli Al Makaris Leka. Everyone holds that there's no chi of karis on a karban where you are mishaneh from achilas mizbeach to achilas adam or achilas adam to achilas mizbeach. When you have a machshava to be ochel es shadarko lahaktir or lahaktir shadarko lechel, everyone would agree that Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that is not pigul midaraisa, that is only pasul midrabanan. What then is going on in the braisa? V'hacha shalosh machlokas pedover. There are in fact three different shitos in the Braisa about having a machshava lahaniach for the next day. Tanakama, the first Tana in the Braisa, that simply quotes a machlokas chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, when you are mishanim from achilas adam lemizbeach, savar bahanach pligi, holds that, yeah, I'm only mentioning the machlokas chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, when you have in mind, lechol shadavar shorei lahakter, lahakter davar shorei lechol, because that's the only thing they argue about. When you're mishanim, Bilashon Achila, and therefore Rabbi Lazar passes midraban and gzeira, lest you come to be machshir even b'machshava sachila kedarka, even when you have a machshava to eat eshedarko roi lechol chutzlizmano. So the Rabbi Lazar says, if you have a machshava lechol eshedarko lahaktir chutzlizmano, I'm at least going to passel midrabanan. But lahaniach, the Tanakhama holds, if your whole machshava was only to leave it over, not to eat, not to burn, just to leave it over, divrei akol kosher. Everyone's going to say that that's kosher because there is no such similar machshava that would ever aser min haTorah. Pigul min haTorah is only when you have a machshava of achila chutz l'zmana, either achilas adam or achilas mizbeach chutz l'zmana, or shtia chutz l'zmana. Pigul min haTorah is never when you just have a machshava to leave it, to let it be chutz l'zmana. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar is going to be moda that we're never going to make a gzeira on a machshava to be maniach l'machar because there's nothing on a daraisa level to make a gzeira for. So that's the shita of the Tanakama. For Rabbi Yehuda Savar and Rabbi Yehuda holds bahanach in the case where you are mishana with a lashon achila or shtia, that's where pligi, that's where there's a machlokas between the chacham and Rabbi Eliezer. But lahaniach, divrei akol pasul, the opposite direction, that he says that yes, there's a machlokas when you have in mind lechol dover shorei lahakti, lahakti dover shorei lechol, whether that's pasul midrabanan or not, but there's no doubt that when you have in mind lahaniach, that that's going to be pasul. That's for sure going to be pasul. My time, why would we be more machmir by a machshava lahaniach than we would be by a machshava lechol? Meaning the Tanakama Shita makes a lot of sense. Tanakama said, yeah, there's reason to make a gzeira midrabanan that it's going to be pasul when you're in an arena that can make something pigul midaraisa. So when you're talking about a machshava sachila, which is playing around with pigul, but when you're talking about machshava lahaniach, there's nothing midaraisa about it. So why would we make a drabanan? What's it protecting exactly? And you're telling me everybody agrees that there's a psul midrabanan? So the Gemara explains, because when you have a machshava to be maniach the dam till the next day, gzeira miksas damo atu kol damo. We have to be choshish that you might come to be matir, even if you have machshava to be maniach all of the dam to the next day. The kol damo psul daraisa. And the chiddush is that kol damo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a psul daraisa in a karban. So yeah, there's plenty to make a drabanan about. If you have machshava to be maniach some of the dam lemachar, all of the both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham are going to agree that that's pasul midrabanan, because they both agree that if you had a machshava to be maniach all of the dam lemachar, it would be a psul min haTorah. So the Gemara says, where do we find that if you have a machshava to be maniach all of the dam lemachar, that it's psul min haTorah? Ditanya, we have a brisa where Rabbi Yehuda expressed this opinion that Amalem, Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chacham, the Chacham had thought that if you have a machshava to be maniach the dam lemachar, that it's going to be kosher. So Rabbi Yehuda said to them, no, iatem modemli shimi nichol lemachar shapasul. Wouldn't you be moda that if you actually leave the dam until the next day and you don't do the zrika, that the carbon is going to be pasul, because all the dam becomes pasul at shkia on the day that you bring the carbon. So chishiv la nichol lemachar nami pasul. Therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, I hold that all of the earlier Tanaim, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, would agree that if you have a machshava l'niach dam l'machar, all of the dam l'machar, it's going to be pasul, and therefore on the daraisel, and therefore they're likewise going to say that if you have a machshava l'haniach, even miktsas dam l'machar, it's going to be pasul on the drabanan level. Va'asa Rabbi Elazar the Meimar, and then Rabbi Elazar comes, he's a third sheet, and he says, Af bazo, Rabbi Eliezer posel v'cham machshirin. If you have a machshava to be maniach some of the dam l'machar, it's the same machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. So essentially what we have here is, we know there's a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim when a person has a machshava lechol dover shorei lahaktir dover shorei lechol, where the Chacham say, totally kosher, the machshava is of no import in such a case, and Rabbi Eliezer says, posel. We know that there's such a posel midraban. We know that there's such a machlokas. Then we have machlokas of later Tanoim. What would those two Tanoim say if you had a machshava lahaniach some of the dam lemachar? So the first, the Tanakama said, oh, everyone would agree in such a case that there's no psul whatsoever because there's nothing to make a drabanan about. Rabbi Yehuda says, everyone would agree in such a case that it for sure is possible midrabanan, because everyone would agree that if you had a machshava to be maniach all of the dam lebachar, it would be possible. And the third sheet in Tanaim is that it, just like it's a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chabim lechol dov shorei lach, the lach dov shorei lechol, it is likewise a machlokas if you have a machshava laniach mixas dam lebachar. So those are the three opinions. So ask the Gemara, v'sav Rabbi Yehuda laniach midam lebachar divrei akol possible? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim are going to say that if you have a machshava to leave over the dam till the next day, that it's going to be possible? Va'atanya, I'll bring you a brisa that will indicate that that is not Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda does not believe that all of the earlier Tanayim agree that such a thing is possible, because then the brisa tells a story that Amar Rabbi said, "Kishalachti lematzos midosai etzel Rabbi Lozer ben Shamua." When I went to be lematzos midosai to clarify all of my learning and to ask all of my shailas, to reconcile all of my sveikos by Rabbi Lozer ben Shamua, the lashon lematzos midosai is the lashon that we find in where Mitzvei Hamidos, where Rashi over there explains what it means is when you have people who are in business of selling things and they have measuring cups, so if they're very, very erlich, if they're very honest, they are mematze midosam. What does that mean? I'm selling oil and I have my 1 pound jug and my 2 pound jug and my 3 pound. So when you come, you bring your own kalim to buy oil and you say you want 1 pound of oil, so I'll measure out of my 1 pound cup. So I don't just dump it into your kli, I turn it over and dump it into your kli and then leave it upside down so that every last drop will come out, that I'm not cheating you out of a single drop of oil. That's mitzvei hamidos, that I wait for every last drop to come out. So in this context, in a learning context, lematzos midosai etzel Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua means I want to get every last bit of Torah that he has to offer. Sometimes you ask a question in learning to a big Talmid Chacham. I have oftentimes the opportunity to ask questions in learning to Rav Shechter. I just went to him yesterday to ask him something. The answer to my question he gave me in the first second. But then he said, and it's like this, and this is a raya, and that's a raya. So you could zone out after the first second. I got the answer. I know what the halach is. Or you try to get every last drop. Try to remember afterwards every last thing that the person said. Lematzos midosai. That's what it means. Etzer Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. The Rabbeinu Gershom says no. It means to learn mesachtas that he hadn't learned yet. Lematzos midosai means that in terms of the measure of my learning, I'm lacking in certain areas. So I want to learn those things that I haven't. That I hadn't learned yet. The Shittim Gvetzes Maseches Ksuba says that it's a lashon, the lashon that we have in Shas all over the place. Kishetimtzi Lomar means also lashon of mitzui. It's a saying, and he brings a raya from our sugya. Kishetimtzi Lomar means if you really try to squeeze out every last bit of learning, then you'll discover this. If you really try to analyze, that's the lashon. That's how Rashi writes in Bab Metzia as well. Not everyone agrees to that. The Yad Malachi points out that it's a steer in Rashi, that a lot of times Kishetimtzi Lomar, Rashi writes, it's a lashon metzia, not a lashon mitzui, that you're able to, that you discover something, that you find something, not a lashon of squeezing out and being able to drain out every last bit of learning. But anyway, so Rebbe said, I went to Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua to get every last little bit and to be matir all my sveikos, to be able to ask about all my doubts in learning. The Rambam in the Hakdama to the Yad HaChazaka writes that Rebbe was mekabel his Torah primarily from his father, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and from Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, and from Rabbi Shimon Chaverev. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, Rabbi Shimon Chaverev. So it was his father, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, and Rabbi Shimon. So it makes a lot of sense that Rabbi went. Lematzos midosai, he said, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. That was one of his primary rabbeim. It's interesting, though, that we say that because the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Pei Dalid quotes a brisa that Omar Rabbi said, Kishalachti lilmul Torah etzel Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, when I went to learn Torah by Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, Chivru alai talmidav kitarnugolim shel beis bukya velohi nichuni lilmod el davar echad b'mishnah seinu. That the talmidim were throwing me out of the yeshiva, they were attacking me, they didn't want me anywhere near their Rebbe, and I was only able to chap one thing in learning from Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. So in the Yerushalmi it explains that Rebbe was not chashuv in the eyes of the talmidim of Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. He didn't think he was up to snuff to gain admission into the yeshiva. So they threw him out. They didn't don't want him in the yeshiva. This yeshiva for mitzuyanim, not for the likes of Rebbe. So they didn't want him around in the yeshiva. So Tosa says, what do you mean? In our sugya, it says the Rebbe says, I got everything. I'm just trying to squeeze every last bit out. So how could it be? So Tosa explains that he didn't give up. He kept on coming back. He came, they threw him out, and he tried, and he tried, and he tried. So the Gemara in Yevamos happened earlier, and that's the Lashon. He says that Kashalachti Lil Motorah, it's when I first went, Lil Motorah, it's Rabbi Elazar Shmua, it wasn't a positive experience, but I didn't take no for an answer. Kept on going back and kept on going back until they let me in, until I proved myself, and then I became the kind of person that had to be Lematzos Midose, that had just a few little drops that I still needed to get from Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua. So Rebbe reported, when I went Lematzos Midose, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua, Va'amrila, and some say Lematzos Midosov Shel Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua, to learn from the learning of the last bits of learning of Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua, and hear the things that he knows better than me. So Matzasi Yosef HaBavli Yoshev Lefanov, I found that Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua was sitting with Yosef HaBavli sitting in front of him. Yosef HaBavli, the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel says, is a person that goes by many names in Shas. On Pesachim Kuf Yud Gimel it says, who Yosef Eshutzal, who Yosef HaBavli, who Isi ben Gor Aryeh, who Isi ben Yehuda, who Isi ben Gamliel, who Isi ben Mahalalel, Umashimo, Isi ben Akavya Shemo. So they went by six different names throughout Shas. So Yosef HaBavli was sitting there, Vayechavivlo biYoser, and Yosef HaBavli was very beloved by Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua, and they were talking in different halachas, ad the achas, until they got to a particular halacha. So Amalo, so Yosef HaBavli said to Rabbi Elazar, when they got to the this particular halacha, ad the achas, Rashi has two interpretations of what it means. One is that the one I just said, that until they got to a particular halacha, a single halacha. The other interpretation Rashi says is that Yosef HaBavli so loved the Torah of Rabbi Elazar until they got to halacha achas, where he didn't love it so much, where there was halacha achas that the Torah of Rabbi Elazar was not chaviv to him, that he wasn't so pleased with the Torah of Rabbi Elazar in that situation. Tosos has other interpretations. Tosos says that Yosef Bavli was so beloved to Rabbi Elazar, he was beloved to him kinafsho, and a nefesh is called in a lot of places a yechida. So ad la achas means ad the yechida, ad hanefesh, that he was chaviv alav ad hanefesh. That's how one interpretation that Tosos brings. But anyway, so it is a long way of telling the story. So Rebbe gets to Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua. Rabbi Elazar ben, he's trying to get every last bit of learning out of Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua. Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua is sitting there. Yosef Bavli is sitting in front of him because Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua loves Yosef Bavli. Yosef Bavli loves the teaching of Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua. Then they get to one halacha. Amar lo, so Yosef Bavli says to Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua, Rebbe, hashochet asazevach laniach midam lemachar mahu. Our shayla, yeshech to carbon, having in mind you're going to leave some of the dam lemachar. What's the din? So remember, we said that the Tanakama holds what's the din. Everyone's going to say that's kosher. That both the Chum and Rabbi Elazar say it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says what's the din? Everyone's going to say both the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda are going to say it's pasul. And then the third Tana said what's the din? It's a machlokas Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. So he said what's the din? So Amalo, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua said kosher. The zevach is going to be kosher. So Arvis Amalo kosher. He asked him the same shaila again that evening. He said kosher. Shachris, he asked him the same question again in the morning. Amalo kosher. Rabbi Elazar said again kosher. Tzaraim, as you know, about midday, he asked him the same shaila again. Amalo kosher. He said it's kosher. Mincha, a little bit later in the day, he asked him the same shaila. Amalo. Rabbi Elazar responded kosher. Elisha Rabbi Eliezer posel, that it's a machlokas, that it's kosher, but Rabbi Eliezer posel. So up until that point, he was going consistent like the shita of the Tanakama, kosher, 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 and then he jumped to the third shita, that machlokas bazu, kach machlokas bazu, that it's a machlokas. Savu panav shel Yosef HaBavli. Yosef HaBavli, his face started to shine. He was all excited. So Amar lo, Yosef kumaduma ani shelo kivanu shmuaseinu adata. He says, I see from the level of simcha that whatever I told you until now was kosher, that you didn't think I was getting it right. You weren't, that I didn't, wasn't mechavin to the halacha. So Amar lo, Yosef HaBavli said to Rabbi Elazar, Rebbe, hein, everything you said is correct, the halacha, and I also agree that it's kosher. The answer you gave me the first four times is the right answer if you're asking what the halacha is. The halacha is that it's kosher. The reason I was so excited when you mentioned that Rabbi Eliezer pasuls is because Elisha Rabbi Yehuda Pasul Shanali. Rabbi Yehuda taught me that it's Pasul. V'chazarti al kol talmidav, and I went to all the talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda, u'bikashti lichaver, and I was looking for someone else who heard this from Rabbi Yehuda. I heard with my own ears, Rabbi Yehuda said Pasul. Sometimes you hear something in a shir, you're like, he definitely said that, right? And you turn to the guy next to you. He said that. He said what I think he said, right? And the guy didn't, I was spacing out. I was on my phone. Right, so you don't know. Did anyone else hear what I just heard? So I know that Rabbi Yehuda told me Pasul, v'lo matzasi, and I couldn't find anyone who heard such a thing from Rabbi Yehuda. Achshav sheshenisa li Pasul, now that you told me that Rabbi Eliezer says Pasul, hichzarta li avedasi, you gave me back my aveda. Now I know that there's such a shita that holds Pasul. So Zolguin of the Moshe Shalom Lazar ben Shmur started to cry that Yosef Bavli was so excited to have this Hashavas Aveda, to have this Aveda returned to him. So Amar Yosef, he said about Yosef HaBavli, Ashrechem Tamid Chum Shedivri Torah Chavivin Aleichem BiYoser. How fortunate you are, Tamid Chumim, that your Divri Torah are so beloved to you. Kara Lava Mikra Zeh, he said about in the Pasuk, Ma Ahavti Sarasecha Kol Hayom Yisichasi, that you are the personification of Ma Ahavti Sarasecha Kol Hayom Yisichasi. So Eli points out Daf Yomi coincidence, because we have Ma Ahavti Sarasecha right above us as we say this. So that's the pasuk on our own. So Rabbi Lazar ben Shmua then explained to Yosef HaBavli that which Rabbi Yehuda said pasul. It's not because Rabbi Yehuda even held pasul. Hamipnei Rabbi Yehuda benosha Rabbi Ilai. The reason that he said it was because he was the son of Rabbi Eli. Rabbi Eli talmidu shor Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eli was a talmid of Rabbi Eliezer. Lefichach, therefore, in the family, in Rabbi Yehuda's family, anything that Rabbi Eliezer held was particularly chaviv to them. So shadalach mishnas Rabbi Eliezer. So when he told you pasul, he was telling you Rabbi Eliezer's shita because they love to say over Rabbi Eliezer's shitas. But Rabbi Yehuda himself didn't really hold it was pasul. So when you heard Rabbi Yehuda say pasul, you heard him express the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, once we mention the pasuk of Ma'afti Sarasecha Kol Yom Yisichasi, got to say something about it, right? If we stand in front of the pasuk every single day, the Ben Yoyada asks the Kasha. He says, "I don't understand." The point was that he had such simcha tzavu panav about having this piece of Torah. Are there not enough pasukim that directly relate to simchas haTorah? Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Mesamchei Lev Sasa Nochi Alim Rasecha. Why does he quote this pasuk, Ma Ahavti Sarasecha Kol Hayom Hisichasi? So the Ben Yoyada explains that the chiddush in the simcha of Yosef HaBavli was that he was so misameach over one little din, and that's why he says Ma Ahavti Sarasecha. Lashon Ma means a mabekach, a davar muat, one little din, and he wanted to say that even a davar muat min haTorah, because you have such avas haTorah, it's ki'ilu Kol Hayom Hisichasi. It's as if you live your whole life all day. That's all you study is that one halacha. It's as if like this made your life. What do you mean? It's one part of a daf yomi shir in one day on a 7.5 year cycle and in the middle of menachos before we get to the fun stuff with tefillin and tzitzis and whatever. Right? I mean, but it's ki'ilu. His whole life was built up for that. So that's ma'afti sarasecha kol hayom yisichasi. Anyway, so based on that conversation, the Gemara says, wait a second. V'yisal kedai t'chtivrei kol pasul asniya. Well, if Rabbi Yehuda really holds that both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim hold pasul, that everyone's going to say that in Machshava of leaving it over, Chutzos Mano is going to be pasul. May chzarta li avadasi, iu plot to karmelei. Well, then why is Yosef HaBavli saying, oh, you were machzir my aveda? Rabbi Lazar didn't tell him that divrei akol pasul. He told him Rabbi Eliezer says pasul, but the Chachamim in fact say kasher, and that's why he answered him four times, kasher, 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 kasher. It's only that at the end he said, oh, by the way, Rabbi Eliezer says pasul. That's not the aveda that was lost. If Rabbi Yehuda really held that everybody holds pasul, that the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer say pasul, then that aveda is still gone. Elamai kosher, Rabbi Eliezer, elamai. What are you going to say? Kosher Rabbi Eliezer posel asniya. It must be that even Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a machlokes. That Rabbi Yehuda is not saying divrei akol posel. Rabbi Yehuda also, like the third cheetah, says that it's a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chamim. Well, iachi my hamipnei ananami plutkam asninan. If that's the case, then when Rabbi Eliezer says hamipnei Rabbi Yehuda shabnoshal Rabbi Lai, and Rabbi Lai was a talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, and that's why he taught him the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, because it was in the family. family that they loved the teachings of Rabbi Eliezer. So it sounds like Rabbi Elazar himself doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Elazar himself taught Yosef Ababli the machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer, which is exactly what Rabbi Yehuda taught. Meaning, the way Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel said to him, he said, yeah, I just kept telling you kasher, and I didn't want to tell you what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda had this bug in his head that he wanted to always say over the shita of Rabbi Eliezer the way he understood it. I don't even think that's the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. I didn't even say it to you that way. But Rabbi Yehuda learned it that way. So it sounds like, but if they both learned that it's a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, so then why is it hamipnei that he has a tradition in his family? They both said it only in the name of Rabbi Eliezer that it's pasul, and in the name of the Chachamim that it's kosher. Eliolam divrei akol pasul asnia. No, must be that Rabbi Yehuda taught Yosef HaBavli that divrei akol that it's pasul, not just that Rabbi Eliezer pasuls. Rabbi Yehuda must have taught Yosef HaBavli that both the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda say pasul. Umay exactly avidasi, but then where's the achzaras aveda? Because that's not where Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel told him. Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel said it's a machlokas. So the hadle miha shum pasul spiolam. At least you told me there's a shita that holds pasul. Granted, he didn't go as far as Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda held all of the shita say pasul, but at least he gave me something. You gave me a shita that holds that it's pasul. So the Gemara, again, this sugya started yesterday's daf, where we wanted to figure out when Rabbi Eliezer says that, if you have in mind, lechol dover shorei lahakter, lahakter dover shorei lechol, that it's pasul, does he mean pigul midaraisa or in chayiv kares, or does he mean pasul midrabanan? So we tried to make that tali in the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar, who argue about a machshava laniach midama lemachar. But the Gemara says, no, that's not what the machlokas is about. They're not arguing whether Rabbi Eliezer says pasul or pigul. They're arguing whether we make a gezera of a machshava of anachas mitzas damo mishum anachas kol damo. Either yes or no or machlokas, right? Those are the three possibilities. Do we make a gezera about being maniach mikzas damo? Okay, so now we move on to the next Mishnah. So this Mishnah is going to list a number of avodos of the Karban Mincha that are not ma'akev. So there certainly are certain avodos that are ma'akev and others that are not. So how does the Karban Mincha typically work? So by menachos that are brought together with shemen, meaning not the minchas kana'os or the minchas chote, mincha that's brought nicely, it's brought together with shemen. So what you do is you put the shemen in the kli first, then you put the flour on top of the shemen, then you put more shemen on top of the flour, and then your bolel, you mix it all together. If the mincha, it needs to be baked in a machvas, a marcheshes, or a tanur, so they do that. And then a minchas rekikin that's made in a tanur, is you're supposed to put more oil on the rekikin, and then after you bake them, you crush up the karban mincha, and then you pour more oil on top of the mincha, and you put levona on top of it as well. Some of the menachos require tenufa, require a waving of the mincha. Mincha sota needs vehinefas mincha v'nei Hashem, and mincha sa'omer and the shtei alechem require tenufa, require a waving of the mincha. All of the menachos require bringing them to the keren dromis maravis of the mizbeach. After they bring it to the keren dromis maravis of the mizbeach, those minchas that require kemitza, those menachos that require kemitza, you do the kemitza and you put the komets in a klishares, then you put the lavona on top of it, and you bring the komets on the mizbech, and you put and you do malicha of it, you put salt on it, and you're makter on the mizbech. That's the process. So says the Mishnah, lo yatzak, if you didn't do the yitzika on the shemen on the mincha, meaning you didn't put the shemen, the last shemen that you put after, at the very end, v'yatzakta ala shemen, after you've already done everything else, after the initial shemen in the kli and the second shemen on top of the flour and the baking, you didn't do the last shemen, or lo balal, you didn't do you didn't put the second matnas shemen, which is put after the solas, which leads to the belila, or lo pasas. You didn't break up the mincha into psisim after you baked it, where the pasuk says pasoso sapitim lo malach, or you didn't do the melicha. The pasuk says kol karban minchascha bemelach timlach, or lo hainif. You didn't wave those menachos that require waving. Again, not all of them, but a few of them require waving. Lo higish. You didn't bring the mincha Mincha to the Karen Dromus Maravis on the Mizbech, which the Pasuk says, V'gish al Mizbech, you're supposed to do that. Oh, Shepsasan Pita Merubos, or you did the Psisa, but Pita Merubos, we can see 2 days in the Gemara, does that mean that you crush it very, very finely? You do a lot of Psisa, or does it mean that you barely crush it at all, and therefore you left large chunks? Or Lo Meshachan, you didn't you put more oil on the Rikikim, that was my satan, who requires Meshicha B'Shemen after you bake it. You didn't do that. Ksheira. All of these things are not Ma'akev, it's going to be kosher. Now the Tosfos points out the order of the things that we're identifying, the avodas that we're identifying that it would be kosher without, is out of order. Belila comes before Yitzika, Tanufa and Agasha come before Melicha. And in the Mishnah we have Yitzika before Belila, Melicha before Tanufa and Agasha. So he says, okay, the Tana wasn't choshesh to say it in the right order. In the Tiferes Yisrael and the Mishnais, he says, it's not in chronological order, but it's not in random order either. He says it's in the order of the psukim. The Tana talks about Yitzika, Belila, Psisa, and Melicha are the arba avodos that are kosher bazar, even lechachila. And even though those are not in the order of seder asiyasan, but it's in the seder that they're mentioned in the psukim. And then we mention tnufa and hagasha because both of those are only ksheira bazar b'diavet. They're not going to be ksheira bazar lechachila. So the order is to first go through the four things that a zar is allowed to that a zar is allowed to do, even lechachila, and within those four, we go in the order that they appear in the psukim, and then the two things that a zar is only allowed to do b'diavad, but lechachila, it should really be done by a kohanim, and those two are mentioned the lefi seder asiyasam in the order that they're actually done, meaning the tenufa and then the hagasha. So it's like ein muktam mukhar b'torah. It means there's no chronological order in the Torah, but it doesn't mean that Hashem just plopped everything down in the Torah in a random order. There's a reason why things are where they are. So the same over here in the Mishnah says it's very solid. It may not be in chronological order of how it's brought, but there is a seder. There is a reason for it to be in this order. So anyway, Milo Yatzak. What does it mean when it says if you were not yotzak? So ilem lo yotzak klal. If it means that you were not yotzak at all, so ikuva ksivba. We darshan from the pasuk that it's ma'akev. So you can't say that it's going to be kosher. Ella lo yotzak kohen elazar. Lo yotzak means that it wasn't done by a kohen; it was done by a zar. Ihachi lo balal nami lo balal kohen elazar. Wait, but then if we're maintaining consistency in the Mishnah, then the words lo balal should mean lo balal kohen elazar. That a zar does the belila, that a dafka when a zar does the belila instead of a kohen, the mincha is going to be kosher, which would then imply halo balal klal psula, that if you don't have belila at all, that it's going to be pasul. But that doesn't make sense because vatanan, we're going to have a mishnah later in the mesechta that shishim nivlalin, that if you have 60 astronim of soles with one log of shemen, you're able to moisten all of the soles with the shemen shishim echrei nivlalin. But if you have 61 astronim of soles with that one log of shemen, then it's not going to be enough shemen to moisten all of these soles. Va'avinan ba, and we discuss on that mishnah kienim avol mayavi. Who cares that you're not going to be bolal and it's not going to be able to moisten all of the soles? Vatznan lo bolal ksheira. We passed in that. So what? So I have 61 astronomers. So what? It won't all get moist. You don't have to mix it anyway. If it's lo bolal, the whole thing's kosher. Vam Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir says the famous line: Kol aroy lebila ein bila makeves po. V'kol she'ein roy lebila. That it needs to be that it's ra'u lebila, that if you were to mix it together, then it would be the proper ratio where the flour would all get moistened from the oil. But if it's not even ra'u lebila, it's not even a ratio where it could get moistened by the oil, then it's ma'akev, then it's no good. But you see from this that even when you're lo balal klal, it's kosher. Not just lo balal kohen elazar, it's kosher. Even if you don't do any belila at all, it's kosher. So it says Gemara, midi. Area, okay. Ha-kadisa, lo-yatzak, lo-yatzak, kohen el-azar, lo-bal-lo-bal-lo-klal, meaning you don't need such perfect consistency in the language of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says lo-yatzak, it means that a kohen didn't do yitzika, a zar did. When it said lo-bal-lo, it means nobody did belila. That's perfectly fine. We don't need to maintain perfect consistency in the lashon of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah went on to say, oshepsasim pita merubos ksheira, that if you're posis into pita merubos, it's going to be kosher. So hashal lo pasas klal kshera. Well, if you don't crush it at all, it's kosher. So pita merubos mibayi, you need to tell me that if it's in pita merubos, then it's going to be kosher. What's the hava amina that pita merubos would be possible? So says, no, my pita merubos shariba bipsisin. Pita merubos means that you crushed it up so finely that you're left with teeny tiny things. So I would have thought that the mincha is going to be possible. So that's why the Tana has to tell me that, no, it's still kosher, even though you crushed it up beyond all recognition. V'iba yisema, li'olam pitim merubos. No, maybe psisim merubos means pitim merubos mamish, that you didn't crush it very much at all. And still it's a chiddush that the mincha is kosher, because ma'u detei mahas mudika toras chalos alein. If you don't do psisa at all, so then you're bringing them as chalos. They're intact chalos, and that's perfectly fine. Aval hacha dolo toras chalos ika, but if you crush them just a bit, but not enough, so it's not chalos anymore, because they're not full anymore, but it's not really psisim either, because you just you just chopped it up in a couple of places, but you didn't really turn it into psisim, which is a respectful way to bring carbon. But this is disrespectful to bring it where it's just broken in a few places. So kamash v'lan, that's why it has to tell me that's still going to be kosher. So says Gemara, when we said that yitzika is kosher bizarre, going back to that conversation, that if a zar does the yitzika, it's going to be kosher. Lema masnisin delo krabi shimon. Maybe our mission is going against the shita of Rabbi Shimon. D'tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol kohen sheinu modu ba'avoda. Any kohen that thinks that the avoda is a bunch of narishkeit, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu never told Moshe Rabbeinu to do the avoda, Moshe Rabbeinu just had a creative imagination, and therefore he came up with Seder Kachim, and he came up with all of these avodas. Any kohen who doesn't believe that it's min hashamayim, ein lo chelek b'kuhuna. He's not allowed to participate in the avodas of the kohanim, and in the chalukah of kachim, to receive any of the kachim that kohanim get. Shenamar, because when it talks about divine, lighting up the basar kachim to the kohanim, it says hamakrav es dam hashlam v'sachelav mibnei aron lo tia shokayimin l'mana. So we darshin moda ba'avoda yeshel chelik b'kuna. If a person is moda ba'avoda, so he's going to get a chelik of the kachim that gets divided up to the kohanim. She'ena moda ba'avoda eno chelik b'kuna. If he's not moda ba'avoda, then he's not going to get any pieces of the kachim that kohanim normally get. Ve'en li ella zo. I would only know if he's not moda in this avoda that the pasuk is talking about zo. That the avoda of halachas adam, because that's what the pasuk haven't been talking about. Minayin l'rabos chamesh esrei avodos. How do I know that if he's not moda in any of the 15 avodos, the only one that's critical for our sugya is the first of the 15, but we're going to list all of them: hayetzikos, vahablilos, vapsilos, vapsisos, vahamalichos, vatenufos, vagoshos, vakmitos, vaktaros, vamalikos, vakabalos, vazos, vashkas asota, varifas egel, vataris mitzora, nesias kapayim, bein mi bifnim, bein mi bechutz. Whether the Nesias Kapayim is done in the Azara, bein the Nesias Kapayim that's done in Shul in every city where you have Nesias Kapayim done. So minayin, how do I know that if Kohen is not modin those avodos, he also doesn't have a chelik b'kuna? So tamalomer, because the pasuk says mibnei Aaron, avoda masura lebnei Aaron, kol Kohen sheinu modin in lo chelik b'kuna. Any avoda that's masura lebnei Aaron, if a Kohen is not modin in them, any one of these 15, then that must be done by a Kohen, and that cannot be done by a Zar, then the Kohen gets no chelek in the kuhuna. But bottom line is, the first of the 15 that we identified as must be done by a Kohen, cannot be done by a Zar, is Yetzikos. So you see that Yetzika is not kosher by a Zar, according to Rabbi Shimon. So I ask the Gemara, it must be that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon holds Yetzika is not kosher for a Zar, and our Mishnah said Yetzika is kosher for a Zar. So Rav Nachman lo kasha. Kan b'minchas Kohanim, kan b'minchas Yisrael. The Brice is talking about a Minchas Kohanim, where Yetzika cannot be done by Yizar. Our mission is about a mincha of Yisrael, where it can be done by Yizar. Minchas Yisrael, the bas kmitzahi, a minchas Yisrael that which the Torah says there's a mitzvah of kmitza, so mi kmitza ve'elech mitzvah skuhuna. Only from kmitza and on do you need a kohen. Limed al yitziko belila shekshera bizar. So the yitzika and the belila, which are prior to the kmitza, can be done by Yizar. So that's why our mission says yitzika is kshera by Yizar. It's about a minchas Yisrael. But minchas kohanim, the mincha of a kohen, where there is no, the Torah never says a mitzvah of kmitza by a mincha of a kohen, so meikara by a kuhuna. So there's no point where it shifts from the zar to the kohen. It has to be done by a kohen the whole time, and that includes the yitzika as well. And therefore, the yitzika is going to be pasul if it's done by a zar. Well, wait a second. How do you even know the minchas kohen needs yitzika at all? Mi minchas Yisrael. It's only from the pasuk that says by Minchas Yisrael. Yisrael. It says V'yatzakta LaHashem in Mincha. It doesn't, and we darshin Mincha as the Rabbis Kala Menachos Yitzika. It doesn't say Beferish in the Torah anywhere that a Minchas Kohen needs Yitzika. I only know that it needs Yitzika from a Minchas Yisrael. Well, Ma Hasam K'sher Bazar Afachanami K'sher Bazar, and therefore it has to have the same dinim. So if Minchas Yisrael is K'sher Bazar, then Minchas Kohen is K'sher Bazar, and now we're vaiter back to saying that that it's Machlokas Rabbi Shimon and our Mishnah. Ikeda Amri Amrav Nachman Lo Kasha. That another way to reconcile the stira between Rabbi Shimon and our Mishnah is Kad B'nei Kmatzos Kan B'Sheinei Kmatzos. Some Menachos need Kmitza, and some Menachos do not require Kmitza, like Minchas Kohanim and Minchas Nesachim, where there is no Kmitza. Some Le Rava. Rava says Michti Sheinei Kmatzos Meches Rabbi Yitzika. Those Menachos that don't require Kmitza, how do you know that you need Yitzika? Mina Kmatzos, from those that do require Kmitza. Well, Kinei Kmatzos. Therefore, they should have the same din as those that require Kmitza. Ma Hasam K'sher Bazar Af Hachanami K'sher Bazar. So that just like over, just like those that require kmitza are k'sher bazar, so those that do not require kmitza should also be k'sher bazar. So we're back to square one. Our Mishnah must be against Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, all the menachos, if a zar does the yitzika, it's possible. According to the Tanya of our Mishnah, by all menachos, if a zar does the yitzika, it is kosher. So this is the machlokas, and tomorrow we'll explain the machlokas. Everyone have a great day.